Thank you. First and great commandment is to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And the natural consequence of that is that you will love your neighbor as yourself. And according to Bhagavad Gita, you will see every living being as your neighbor. But that actual ecstasy of loving God really comes when we become conquered by God's love. Krishna, who is the Supreme Absolute Truth, the one God who has many names, who has descended within this world many times, in his fullest expression of complete opulence, comes once in a day of Brahma to this world. That's a long time. And Sri Radha comes with him when he is here. Who is Radha? Radha Krishna Paranaya Vikriti Hridayam Shaktir Ashma. That the one truth is eternally in two forms. The one Supreme God is forever as two personalities. Krishna, the supreme object of love, and Srimati Radharani, who is the ultimate supreme lover. She is the Ananda Shakti, the Hridini Shakti. The deepest pleasure that everyone is seeking in this world is to love and to be loved. The origin of that experience that everybody in vain is seeking is the love of Krishna and Sri Radha. We are all part and parcel of Krishna. Mamai vanso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanat. And our nature, our greatest potential, is to love Krishna. Nityasiddha Krishna Prena Satya Kapunai Sravanadi Sudhichiti Kodiyeva. That this love for Krishna is within every heart. It's the nature of the soul. It's the nature of you and me. We are not these bodies. We are in these bodies. It is the conscious force, the Atma, that gives consciousness to the body. It's the conscious force that's seeking pleasure. But when we forget the true pleasure that's within us to experience Krishna's love, God's love, and to love, and we seek that pleasure in so many ways, through so many things, through so many temporary situations of this world, but they can never satisfy. Because they are limited and they will inevitably come to an end by the power of time. But the Atma is eternal and it's seeking eternal pleasure, eternal love. And because that eternal love is only there in the Supreme Beloved, Krishna's love is unlimited. In bhakti, the goal of life is very different than what we see most religious people have done throughout history. People want to conquer others on the material platform, in the name of God. But in bhakti, we understand that the higher principle is to be conquered by God's love. Srila Prabhupada, what a great victory he had in his life. What he conquered. He was on a little cargo ship 38 days across the Arabian Sea and the Red Sea and the Persian Gulf and the Mediterranean Sea, and he entered into the Atlantic Ocean. He crossed continents, oceans, seas. 38 days he finally came to New York City from Calcutta. He had no money. He didn't know anyone. he wrote a beautiful prayer. His prayer was, Krishna, I have no capacity to give your message to these people. Only if you give me the words to speak, and only if you give them the grace by which they can understand your message. And then they will be happy. Srila Prabhupada considered himself, he signed the letter, or he signed the prayer, the insignificant, the unfortunate, insignificant beggar, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And recently when I heard that read, it really affected me. It was said with such love, such intimate love. Because Srila Prabhupada was conquered by Krishna's love, he could be an instrument to conquer us with that love. Krishna, who is the source of everything, eternally, his greatest happiness is to be conquered by love. His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj in Mumbai, he established the temple of Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari on behalf of Sri. Ras Bihari means one whose greatest happiness is in loving and being loved. Sri Radha is the source of all that love. She is the potency of Krishna. That is the personification, the embodiment, and the proprietor of Prem, her ecstatic love. Sri Vrindavan, one of the most famous festivals, is called Holi. How many of you have heard of Holi? It's actually, from its origin, it's a war of love. It's not like the wars we see in this world. It's two sides, Radha's side and Krishna's side. And the Gopas are on Krishna's side and the Gopis are on Sri Radha's side. And the way this war of love happens is they each try to conquer the other through their love. And they use sweets. They give each other sweets at the beginning. And Krishna's side cook the sweets with so much love to give to the gopis to conquer them. And Sri Radha and her friends cook with so much love and give it to Krishna to conquer him. And after they eat, then they have colors. And they make up their own hands. They don't just buy it at the market. They go out into the ground and they get very, very nice, natural colors from roots and herbs, and they make powders. And they lovingly sprinkle the powders on. And then they take those powders and mix it with water, and they have special syringes, and they spray the powders on each other. And I remember years ago, I was there in the mountains of Bhadrasana, and it was holy. And I was just walking through the hills, and these Brijavasis, these residents, and they're trying to, for Krishna and Radha's pleasure, share this pastime with each other, trying to conquer each other with that love. And they would just come up to each other and say,
Jai Shri Krishna, Jai Shri Radhe, sprinkles powder on the other person's head. The person twice takes a little powder and says, Hare Krishna, and sprinkles the water on their head. And then they go to somebody else and say, Hare Krishna, and sprinkle Hare Krishna. And I'm just looking around and say, this is beautiful. Everyone's just trying to conquer each other with their gentleness, with their humility. They're trying to please each other. And it was so pleasing because it was with such sincerity. So in our temple in Mumbai, we decided to have this festival. And what we did is we first offered all the powders to Radharani and Gopinath. And then all the powders and all the waters and everything were prasad. And I said, now very gently, everyone, very lovingly, just sprinkle it on each other and say Hare Krishna. It began that way. Well, within about 20 minutes, it was Kurukshetra. It was a full scale battle. People were throwing each other in the face and squirting each other and trying to knock each other out with powers and powers. It's not the spirit. In India, if you go to Holi, that's usually the day people stay inside. Because you get attacked. It's dangerous. But like so many beautiful things, when it comes after time in this world, it loses its spirit. But in Vrindavan, when Sri Sri Radha Govinda have their holy lila, their pastime of holy, it's a battle of love. They're both with every powder, with every spray, with every sweet, with their songs, with their dances, they're trying to conquer each other with love. It's a battle. And whatever they play, Radha is always victorious. Now, Krishna is the supreme conqueror of all conquerors. He's a jukya. He's a jita. But he willingly finds the greatest happiness being conquered by love. And Srila Prabhupada explains how that applies to our lives. When we chant the holy names of the Lord with a sincere and attentive and humble heart, when we serve with that same spirit, when we're eager to hear the message of the Lord, Harikatha, with the desire to please Krishna, when we are sincere, then Sri Radha, who is all pervading, she's grace, she's within every heart, all pervading in the sense that she knows everything, she knows everyone. When she will approach Krishna, and from her heart she will say, Krishna, this devotee is better than me. Please accept her, or please accept him. And because Krishna is so indebted and conquered by the love of Sri Radha, he has to accept. There's a place in Vrindavan called Shivakura. It's near Sri Radha. There's a beautiful story that took place there. A jackal is the type of animal that is not very popular with anybody. Have anyone ever seen a jackal? They're really scrawny, like little
wolves, and they're scavengers. They eat dead corpses. They're quite cowardly. They just look for dead things and feast. And they make such annoying sounds at night. Would anyone like to try to make a sound? Or
I did my interpretation earlier.
Anyways, they kind of scream. And if you go to Mayapur, sometimes you just hear these jackals screaming at night, and it's hard to sleep. But so many animals, they're compared, people are compared to them to glorify them. You have courage like a lion. You dance like a peacock. You sing like a nightingale. You have eyes like a deer. But no one will ever compare you to a jackal. It's an insult. Even jackals don't like jackals. So people like to harass jackals. So this one female jackal was just drinking some water, lapping it up from a little pond. And children, they were little boys. They saw the jackal and they wanted to have fun torturing the jackal. So these little children started chasing the jackal and calling it all kinds of ill names and then taking rocks and throwing at the jackal as hard as they could, hitting her little body, and she's running away screaming and throwing more and more stones until she falls down. Then they pick up sticks and start beating her and beating her and beating her, and they're laughing, and she's going, and she gets up and she runs away, and they're chasing after her. They're having so much fun making her suffer. And she finds a hole in the ground. And she jumps in the hole and curls up in that little hole for shelter. And the children, this is so nice. They got some wood and some dry leaves and put it all around the hole and lit it on fire. So the smoke was going in the hole, and the heat was going in the hole, and badly the fire was going in the hole, and they were standing outside the hole with their sticks. So as soon as the jackal was forced to come out, they would beat her and beat her and beat her. And she was screaming helplessly. And Radha, Srimati Radharani, with her friends, were walking just a little distance from there. And she felt so much compassion. She told Lalita, her most close friend, "No one should be suffering like that. Bring her to me." So Lalita went and saw the children all laughing and waving at their sticks, and she told them all, "Go home." So they went home. She put out the fire. And then she reached down her hand and picked up the little jackal and took the jackal to Srimati Radharani. And the jackal was trembling and crying. And making these sounds of like a baby crying for a mother. Petted that jackal and accepted that jackal as her own eternal loving associate. She gave that jackal the highest spiritual perfection, Prema Bhakti. And within the soul of that jackal, the awakening of ecstatic love took place. We're all kind of like that jackal. And the children meeting the jackal are like the miseries. inevitably come upon us in this world.
Misery is caused by other living beings, misery is caused by natural disturbances, and miseries of our own mind and body. Whether we're living in a little grass hut in the village, or whether we're multi-billionaires in Manhattan Island, the sufferings of material nature come for alms. Birth, old age, disease, and death, and so many difficulties on the way. Within this hole, where the fire of sufferings can come upon us at any moment. But with a humble heart, if we call out the holy names, Shri Radharani and Lord Shri Krishna, if we turn to their divine grace, then Shri Radharani will restore our original natural spiritual love. That is the power of love. It manifests within this world as compassion. Krishna is so much conquered by the love of Sri Radha. He himself knows everything. He wants to understand what is the nature of Radha's love. What is it about me that gives her so much happiness tasting my love? Become Krishna and Radha become one as Lord Chaitanya. Radha Bhava Dutri Subhavitam Namya Krishna Sarva. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna with the Mahabhava, the love of Sri Radha. Coming to this world, Sri Radha is coming to give her love, even to the jackals, even to the least qualified. Through this Namasankirtan, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan, this chanting of God's name is considered to be the prime benediction for all humanity. Why? Because it can connect us and awaken that divine love from our hearts. Radha is sharing her love with us to awaken our love. She's giving us the capacity to be conquered by Krishna's love and to conquer Krishna by our love. That is Bhakti. When Srila Prabhupada was on Chaladutta, he had nothing, but he said, I have complete faith in the holy name. Because he had that love, he had that compassion. That's what he brought to New York City and to the whole world. Like a what is it, an oyster that the pearl goes in? A little grain of sand goes into an oyster. And just by staying there for some time, it becomes a precious pearl, a natural pearl. So similarly, like that jackal, whoever we are, if we come into the association of those who have been blessed by the grace of Sri Radharani and Krishna. Even if we're just like a little grain of sand, naturally from our hearts, that pearl of love
will grow. And there is nothing more priceless than that fruit of love. In a few minutes, you are all going to have opportunity to offer that pearl to Radha Marita.
Now, the pearls that you're going to be getting from a material perspective, I don't know what they're made of. They definitely didn't come from oysters or the sea.
They're vegan.
Huh?
Vegan.
So in that sense, they probably cost a few cents each. Things can never give Krishna happiness. Things can never give us happiness. Only love gives Krishna happiness. And only love can give the heart happiness. And Srila Prabhupada told us, even if you offer very simple little custom jewelry to Krishna, if it's offered with love, even if it's glass, it's more precious than a whole diamond. Even if it's plastic, it's more precious than the most apparently valuable pearl. The real pearl is that love. I like this festival. Because I was actually born on Pearl Harbor Day. In the Japanese bomb. But I'm not going to talk about it. But the Pearl Festival, it is a festival of love. It's a festival of making an offering. And when we write our prayers, in bhakti we pray, how may I please you, my Lord? How may I serve you, my Lord? How may I be the servant of the servant of the servant and an instrument of your love and your compassion in everything I do? That's the highest prayer. And it's that prayer that actually attracts that prayer, when it is offered sincerely, conquers Krishna. And in reciprocation, his love, Radha's love, conquers us.